Ta teden je bila v projektnem prostoru DUM na ogled razstava v Ljubljani delujoče latvijske umetnice Agate Lilpetere. Na razstavi je umetnica preučevala kromatičnost sive barve in njen kulturni pomen. Skoraj matematično analizo latvijske pokrajine je Lilpetere iskala reprezentativno in naslovno latvijsko sivo. O razstavi in večletnem projektu smo govorili z umetnico. Koncept latvijske sive izvira iz pojavnosti pridevnika siv, s katerim se Latvijci pogosto označujejo za nezanimive, monotone in pasivne. Pridevnik ima torej negativno konotacijo, z njegovo uporabo pa Latvijci samo ironično sprejemajo svojo dolgočasnost, pove Lilpetere. O tem pojavu in o narodni identiteti nasploh je začela razmišljati, ko se je preselila v Slovenijo, doda.
Maybe it kind of became more relevant topic to me as I moved away from Riga, started living here in Ljubljana, and I think maybe more subconsciously started more thinking about identity, what, where I actually come from, how is it different from the people here, and so on. Then I was thinking about this grayness, maybe also because here I was living a more colorful life in this sense that, you know, the Adriatic Sea is very, you know, turquoise and colorful and all these kind of things like vineyards. This is something that we don't have. And to me, this is something that is a little bit exotic. And maybe I was a little bit kind of longing for this grayness. No, yeah, in comparison, Baltic Sea is kind of brown, gray, green color. So I think maybe this kind of a little bit pushed me towards this project.
Lastnosti latvijske sivine je Lilpetere raziskovala z 12 slikami, ki schematično beležijo tonalnost panorame Rige.
In total I have 12 paintings. Each painting is representing one month of the calendar year. Each painting consists of solid color lines, 25 lines per painting. So I took images from a publicly accessible web camera that is overlooking the panorama of Riga. So one image every hour of the day, so 25 lines from midnight to midnight, calculating from each of these images the average tone, and then mixing it by hand and painting it on the canvas.
Slike torej predstavljajo schematično časovnico dneva. Opremljene so z okvirji, ki delujejo kot legenda oziroma merilno orodje, s katerim lažje razumemo abstraktno upodobitev. Ob levem robu so na okvirju označene ure, ki jih ponazarjajo barvne ploskve. Na spodnjem robu pa je označen naslikan mesec. Na horizontalno obrnjenih platnih ob zgornjem in spodnjem delu, torej zvečer in ponoči, prevladujejo rjavi in sivi odtenki. Proti sredini pa presenetljivo raznoliki odtenki zelene, modre in rožnate barve ustvarjajo svetlejši horizont. Slike so bile na razstavi obešene v vrsti, ki se je raztezala čez več sten prostora. Opazovali smo lahko daljšanje oziroma krajšanje dneva, ki je v liniji slik risalo najprej razpirajoč se in nato pojenjajoč horizont. Orientacija platna in naslikane barve asocirajo na krajinsko slikarstvo, pove Lilpetere.
These paintings, even though they are schematical, they still somehow resemble landscapes, and then they exist in this weird kind of space in between a timescape and a landscape. But also this, that it's quite the colors that are visible in these paintings are also very reminiscent to kind of classical Latvian landscape painting that is not anything to do with time in the same kind of sense, but they have this very kind of Latvian landscape color scheme.
O naslikanih barvah doda še naslednje.
These tones are absolutely not gray. Of course, some of them are gray, but there are also very vivid blues, very vivid pinks, because when you think about what is happening at that hour, for example, sunrise or dawn or dusk, these are, you know, these are moments in the daily life when everything is extremely blue, you know, like when the sun is just about to come up or down. So it really depends. Or also, for example, at night, if there is rain or snow and the droplets of the rain are kind of you know, visible on the lens of the camera, then they blow out the light, making the average tone extremely light. So then it's this strange light line in between the dark ones at, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the morning in winter.
Umetnico smo vprašali še, ki v tematiki vidi prednost slikarskega medija.
I think that, like, of course, the obvious way to do it would be to print these lines, because, of course, the input images are digital, as they are screenshots from a web camera. But I wanted to give some kind of subjective aspect to this work, so it would not be just these calculations, but it's also that I am letting it through myself and also learning something in the process about, because this was the reason why I was at least partly doing it, to understand where I'm coming from, what this gray means. And I think that painting is a very good medium for that, because it allows for more kind of intimate relationship with the end product in comparison to if it would be printed or anything else.
Kljub temu Lil Petere poudarja, da latvijsko siva ni slikarska razstava. Bistvo projekta niso slike, temveč specifična siva barva, ki jo umetnica poimenuje latvijsko siva in je povprečje vseh 300 izmerjenih tonov tekom leta. Barvo smo doživeli že ob vstopu v razstavni prostor, ob sprehodu skozi sivo prepleskan hodniček. Na razstavi pa so bili poleg slik razstavljeni še katalog vseh odtenkov v obliki pleskarske barvne karte, kantica z latvijsko sivo barvo in 3 sitotiski. Slednji prikazujejo 3 splošno pozitivno in barvito zaznamovane trenutke: dvojno mavrico, sončni vzhod in sončen trenutek. Prizori so upodobljeni z monokromatično barvno ploskvijo sivega odtenka, ki predstavlja tonalno povprečje izbranega trenutka. Opis na dnu tiska razkriva, kaj gledamo. Dejstvo, da je celo dvojna mavrica v povprečju siva, bi kaj hitro lahko interpretirali pesimistično. V delih Lil Petere pa je občutna velika mera humorja in lahkotnosti. Vse je odvisno od perspektive, nam pove.
That's the thing, that it's how we choose to look at it. This is also something that I like to kind of say, is that, you know, like sometimes after, I don't know, you meet somebody that you didn't see for the entire summer and you would ask them how their summer was and they would say, oh, it was so good, it was so interesting, so colorful. But then again, if you would calculate the average color of this summer, it would be gray. And that is not to say that it was a boring summer, but it's to say, I guess, that the gray does not mean, you know, boring.
Ravno to je teza, ki jo želi umetnica s projektom dokazati. Siva barva je v resnici kompleksna in dinamična. Lahko bi rekli celo, da je barvita, pravi Lil Petere. Dobimo jo lahko iz mešanice številnih živahnih odtenkov barvnega spektra. Po enaki logiki torej nekaj ali pa nekdo, latvijec, ki je siv, ni nujno dolgočasen. Kljub temu, da Latvijo očitno kromatično resda zaznamuje siva barva, to nikakor ne pomeni, da so njeni prebivalci nedinamični. Razstavo lahko razumemo kot odo latvijcem. Spodbuja jih, da sprejmejo svojo sivost in se znebijo njenih negativnih konotacij. Z Lil Petere smo govorili še o tem, kako razstava, ki je tako tesno povezana z narodno identiteto, deluje v drugi državi.
First of all, I get to meet Latvian people that I never knew before, because they heard of this exhibition and then came to see what it is all about. So that is very kind of strange aspect of it. Otherwise, Slovenia is in many senses quite similar to Latvia, as it is a small country, a little bit less than 2 million inhabitants. Also, you know, all these important dates like independence in 1991, then EU in 2004, ta-ra-ra-ra. So it's a very similar situations, and also this, that we are in this kind of crossroads, that Slovenia is, for example, in between Balkans and Central or Western Europe, or like the West, and then Latvia is somewhere in between Northern Europe and Eastern Europe. So there are a lot of struggles that are also related to identity that are very similar. So then I think it is interesting to show this project here where people maybe have similar kind of issues with this topic.
Na našo pripombo, da je tonalno povpreče kateregakoli trenutka v Ljubljani verjetno tudi sivo, pa se umetnica odzove takole.
What this image actually is comprised of, that these screenshots are made out of. There is asphalt, there are cars, there are buildings, there are some trees. If snow falls, snow is in the image, sky. So the major kind of element that changes, it's the green leaves, snow, and the color of the sky. So, of course, like you in any city, you have these components. So it would be quite similar, but it is not about that. It's more about this gray to show that it's actually not that gray. And I'm sure that if we would do this also in Ljubljana, the paintings or these 25 lines, not all of them would be gray. Absolutely not, you know, the at least this sunrise, sunset, dusk, dawn, absolutely not. Also now in winter, when we have so many these Christmas lights everywhere, we would basically not have, depending where I take the photo, of course, but we would not have at all these very dark lines, because that's the reality of inhabitant of Ljubljana.
Drage Ljubljančanke, dragi Ljubljančani, ko se torej naslednjič sprehodite skozi monotono ljubljansko meglo, se spomnite, da je siva v resnici zanimiva. Pisala je Kara.
Nič se ne dogaja, nobenih eventov, nobenih jobov ni, tema skratka, to je to.
Poslušali ste Kulturni obzornik.